got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country boy can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country boy can survive. Because you can't starve a crowd and you can't make a crust. So put them old boys. Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folk can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just feel silly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to fit some beef nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folk can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, folks, not only do we want country folks to survive, we want everyone to survive for what's coming, both in the cities, urban areas, out in the country, and wherever you might be. One of these specials that I had mentioned is the griddles that we have. The small griddle is approximately 10 by 16, 12 gauge steel. The large is 12 inches by 20 inch size. And it's made of 10-gauge steel. The small griddle sells for $17.95 plus shipping and handling at approximately $7.95. The large grill is $22.95 plus shipping and handling, and the shipping and handling is $9.50 on it. Arizona residents add 7.5% tax. Now, what we did over the weekend with some friends of mine, we had these griddles in a Dutch oven, and you'd be surprised the good victuals that we had out there this weekend. And the griddles that we have here are very sturdy, very durable. Most everything that I want to try and advise you folks of, and that's in the catalog, we try here personally, and we see that it works before we ever mention anything about it, which is a good policy. And I don't like to try and sell somebody something that's going to break or fall apart within a few days or a couple of camping trips. Second of all, we're going to extend our radio special to Memorial Day, or to Labor Day, I'm sorry. And what we have is the Electro AC 101 package and radio. The radio sold separately is $49.95 plus $250 shipping and handling. And the Electro kit that we have consists of a universal adapter is free. You have a Panasonic portable tape recorder, 6 Millennium rechargeable batteries, 1 Solaris NiCad battery charger, and a hour and 20 minute Sony tape. That comes with the Electro package number 1 of $129.95 plus $750 shipping and handling. Also, we have the same free items with the Panasonic radio, and it's the RFB45 is the model number of the Panasonic, and it sells for $239.95. Both of these radios have real nice features. The Panasonic has a few more bells and whistles than the Electro 101 does, but they both work good. We compared them out in the field this weekend, and they were comparable. Naturally, the Panasonic has an edge. It has a few more bells and whistles to it, a little bit finer tuning, but the 101 at $49.95 did a fine job, received well, and we also hooked up a long wire into it, and it done an excellent job. Also, on the last program I was on, we had a question of outdoor toilets, and I had stated at that time that I was going to order the Reliance in, and we were going to try it out in the field, and we did this weekend, and it worked out real well. There was 11 people, and we were gone for 3.5 days, and we had no problems. Used biodegradable trash bags in it. When you're finished, you can bury them in the ground, and the waste will dissipate, and it worked out real well. Also, I have a short special on a civil defense sanitation kit. The sanitation kit, bear with me a minute here. It has, it's approximately 2.5 foot in height, and about 17 inches across in diameter, and it contains 10 rolls of toilet tissue, a can opener, a commode liner, sanitary napkins, polyethylene gloves, a siphon spout, tie wires, commode seat, cups and lids for water, approximately 80, and there's chemical in there, and an instruction sheet. And I got these on a special deal, and I want to pass that along to you folks at $15.95 plus shipping. Your shipping to the farthest area would be Zone 8 from Arizona, which would be New York, so the highest shipping on that would be approximately $10.50. And these come in pretty handy for field use, or if you have groups. The drum is the old-style fiber drums, but they work out quite well. So anyway, we'll get on to a few other things that you folks have asked us about. Excuse me. While we were out this weekend, we had some young folks with us that had never been out in the field. And as you remember, I've stated before, to bring the younger folks with you and people that had never been out before, take them with you. And we tried various shelter makings, campfires, use of tents, which I'll get into. I found a good deal on some tents also. And we did outdoor cooking, which these young folks just pitched right in and did their job. We did compass work, both day and night. We did read from the books on survival, hot weather. We were in hot weather. Where we were up on the plateau, it was approximately 102 degrees during the day. So you have to learn how to take care of yourself in hot weather as well as cold. And we've done that. And one thing is you've got to learn to drink water. We drank Tang, Gatorade, plus water. You're going to use up approximately a quart every hour or so, depending on the individual. One hint that I'd like to pass along, do not drink real cold water. It can give you cramps and give you severe headaches. Drink your water moderately. Don't drink it too fast. Make sure that you try and stay in the shade as much as you can. And try and get cool. A lot of people also, they start taking their outer garments off, t-shirts, their regular shirts, t-shirts, to get a suntan. And before you know it, your sun burned. And you also dry your system out. So we just wear our regular shirts and t-shirts. And by sweating and when a breeze came up, it did cool your system down. Were you able to accomplish a lot of things while you're out hiking and whatever we're doing. So the main thing is keep your head covered, take water with you, keep your shirt on, don't take it off because you're going to dehydrate real fast. Keep that perspiration moisture and that barrier between you and your body, and it will cool you off. You have to learn not to overexert yourself in the hot temperatures. Take it easy. If you're used to walking a mile at a time, cut it down to a quarter of a mile. Save the energy. It might take you a little bit longer, but you will last a lot longer. Remember, in the old cavalry days, they didn't keep riding the horses like you see in the movies. They rode their horses about 45 minutes and walked 15. Give that horse a break. Do the same thing to yourself. Give yourself a break. Don't try and force it, and you will get there. Another thing that we worked on using sunblock, we used an Avon product called Skin So Soft, and it has sunblock in it. And it also helped deter the insects and the gnats out here in Arizona in the country we're at. We have a lot of cedar trees and pinon pine. This time of the year, you'll find we do have a gnat problem. And so we just use the Skin So Soft, and now it has sunblock in it. So it helped all the way around, and nobody got severely sunburnt. You did get a little bit of sun, but not as severe as not using it at all. And we didn't have a whole bunch of welts from gnat and mosquito bites. So there's a lot of learning out there if you take the time. So as I said before, whether you're in the city or in the country, take your time, work at the problem that we're having on survival. Read what books are out there. Go to your local magazine stand. There's Outdoor Life, Outdoor Adventure, many fishing magazines, hunting magazines. There's always little stories in there every month on setting up camps, how to do things, fishing stories, how to fish, what the best method is for fishing in different areas of the country. So just go out and get that information. And it will help you pull through in the long run. The tents I was talking about, I've acquired a good source of a camouflage tent. They're a lightweight pup tent is the first one, and there's also a small hexagon. The small pup tent, the weight on those, total weight, is approximately 3.5 pounds. And it's big enough for two people to get into. These do have floors in them, and they do have a fly on them, a bug screen, at the front of the entrance. And we worked with those, and they worked out quite well. Also, we used the dome tent, which I stayed in. I've used mine out for four trips now, And the zippers and everything else are holding up. But like anything else made in nylon or plastic zippers, you have to take care of them. The flooring is very important. What you want to keep, what you want to do is get you a mat of some type to put under the floor of your tent to save that floor from wearing through on your rocks and hard surfaces that your tent might be on. So if you just take care of your equipment, and they have shock cords, the fiberglass rods with your shock cord in there that you stretched across to make your dome. The pup tent had poles at front and rear to set it up, similar to the letter A, and it also worked out fine, and we staked them down. We had heavy winds up there, and nobody had any equipment damage. So those are some of the things that you want to do when you're in the field, is take care of your equipment. Don't try and tear it up, because equipment costs money. It also costs downtime. It also costs downtime. So the other toilet that we used was a Reliance Luggable, and it was a porta potty, and it had a plastic lid on it, and they sell for approximately $20. There's also a BioBlue toilet deodorant that you can put in it, and there's 12 packages to the box on those, and it worked out real well. We also tried out in the field the 5-gallon solar spray. What it is a portable shower. It's black plastic, and it has a hose on it with a lever to shut off the water on and off. And the being black plastic, it absorbs the heat rays of the sun and warms the water, so you can take a shower. The gals were real happy that we had that along on this trip. So, and we made some country coffee, and it was real good. Ferris done a real good job on making coffee this time. And Catherine, she made the biscuits in the Dutch oven and the baked potatoes and all, and we just had a good time. Also, we ate the Army MREs, which are meals ready to eat. So we tried different things out there and some dehydrated food. We didn't have enough of what I wanted because some of my shipments didn't get there on time. But on the in the catalog that we have, and if you listen to Bill's program, he has the dehydrated survival food packed in enamel cans, which is a real good product. And as soon as we get more of those in, we're going to try different variations, and I can get back with you and let you know how those are. You folks out there that want to decide to buy those, buy the smaller packs, and that way you can try it out in the field for yourself. Try it before you actually need it. It's very important. And let's see, what else do we have for you tonight? Hot weather, the hot weather books and your water supply are very important. Different things you can do in the hot weather. You can build a solar still. Those are in the survival books. There's a couple other books out now that are real good. Survival is a Dying Art is a very fine book. It's $16.95. Then get your land navigation book. Or when you buy a compass, there should be an information sheet in it on how to use your compass. We went out and did some compass work during the daylight hours, and then we came back and discussed our compass work and what we did. And then we went back out later in the evening, about 10:30, and I advised our people out there how things were going to look different, how things were going to feel different because it's night. And by using your compass and learning the stars, the North Star, the Big Dipper, Little Dipper, and so on, how easy land navigation is at night, and you won't have many problems. So later on this evening, we're going to have a call-in segment pertaining to survival or surplus situations. And I'll let you know when that'll be going on, and I'll give you the phone number. In my catalog, those of you who have my catalog out there from Surplus and Stuff, there's been a few changes in the catalog because some of the items in there are no longer available. Some items are getting in short supply. Also, I want you to be advised of, even though it is July, middle of summer, start thinking winter. Start thinking winter clothing. Because before you know it, fall's going to be here, winter's going to be upon us, and if we do have problems, you're going to need winter clothing. Now, in the clothing business, when you buy clothing in the wintertime, you're buying your spring and summer clothing. You're already putting orders in for it. You're always working 6 to 8 months ahead. So right now would be a good time, even though you're out sunbathing, boating, and what have you, and picnicking, it's time to start thinking about winter clothing. And like I said, some of the items for winter are in short supply. And the reminder on that, even on my part, was I've been getting a few orders lately, and people are buying winter clothing. They are getting ready, and through the phone calls I've been getting. So this was a good time to remind you folks that winter is short, and fall and winter is going to be pretty long. And different areas, you get a lot more snow than we do here, a lot colder weather than we do. So you just never know what type of climate you're going to be into or have to move to, so be prepared for it. So there's just a lot of things that we need to do, get prepared for, and if we can help in any way, you just give me a phone call at area code 602-337-2975. That's area code 602-337-2975. That is the store line. And I'll be glad to help you any way I can. If we're not there, leave an accurate message on the recorder, and I will get back to you. We've had some mess-ups in the past on our 1-800 number. It is strictly an order line. It's not an information line. So there's a lot of technical questions that people have been asking the order girls out there, and they don't know, so you have to call me anyway. So if you want, just give me a call or leave word, and I will get back to you as fast as I can. Also, in the past, I have to apologize that some messages got lost, and a few people called me back that were a little bit angry. But then I talked to them, explained them the situation. We're just new at this and trying to get things together and trying to help a lot of people, and it does happen. I don't have a big computer bank to put messages in and a big staff. I do most of the work myself between that and my son and Rosalie. So you just have to bear with us, and we'll do the best we can for you. As far as catalogs go, they're still $2. And I have to get 200 at a time out for the bulk rate. So we still have letters coming in, requests for catalogs, and we'll get them out to you as soon as possible. We got some flyers coming out, new ones. We'll have flyers out on the new tents that I advised you of earlier. And also, we have a solar light, solar lamp. It's approximately a 10-inch fluorescent bulb, and it's powered by solar and charges itself. And a full charge will last approximately 4 hours of light. And it does give out a lot of light. We tried it out in the field, and it works well. We hung it in a cedar tree during the day, and it charged itself. And those are going to be going out at $89.95. There is a good supply of those at this time, along with the radios. So if you are interested in this type of equipment, just give us a call, and we'll try and help you the best we can. I don't have all the answers, but I can help in some directions. Some folks have called in about water purification systems, not just the straws and the tabs that I've talked about before. They're looking for bigger systems. At this time, myself, I do not have a supply where I can put them out at a decent price. I've seen other books and survival magazines have them anywhere from $150 to $215 that will produce several quarts an hour of purified water. They are good units that are out there. If I get more information, I will either send it out on a flyer or pass it on to Bill and let you know that I do have a source for water. And so right now, we'll be taking a break, so I'll see you after the break.
We all take the cotton, but we never got rich. Daddy was a bad son, a Southern Democrat. They ought to get a rich man to vote like that. Singing song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and a shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. But we were so poor that we couldn't tell. Cotton was short and the weeds were tall. But Mr. Roosevelt was gonna save us all. Well, Mama got sick and Daddy got down. The county got the farm and they moved to town. Papa got a job with a TV in. He bought a washing machine and then a Chevrolet. Sing it. Song, song of the South. Sweet potato pie and I shut my mouth. Gone, gone with the wind. There ain't nobody looking back again. Play it. Play it. Song, song of the South.
And we can start the call-ins now. Carolyn? Good evening, you're on the air. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yes, hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm not sure about the water storage. Should I use that water to fill the water? And how long does it store?
Would you repeat that? I couldn't quite hear you. You're coming in broken up.
Okay. As far as water storage is concerned, I'm not sure whether I should have distilled water. And if anyone...
Do you want to turn your radio off, please?
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yes.
Okay. My question is concerning a storage of water. Can you tell me what type of water you have to store? That water is still more...
Well, water, you just want to use some chlorine bleach.
You use a couple of drops per gallon of water, and it'll store for some time as long as you keep the container closed, even if the chlorine bleach dissipates, as long as it's closed. It'll stay healthy. But you must be talking on an extension phone or something, so you're having a problem. So does that answer your question?
Well, regular tap water and chlorine,
I can't hear you. You'll have to call in another time. You were having problems getting in. Yes, folks, another thing I want to remind you of, when you're calling in, please turn down your radios, please. You get a bad echo on these headphones that we're using, and it does hurt your ears. Okay. Good evening. Can I help you?
Yes. I'm calling. This is Gene Rothkopf calling from the Washington, D.C. area. And since you mentioned it's time to be getting ready for winter survival, there's something I'd like to point out to everybody. In a lot of novelty shops, there's something you can pick up. It seems rather insignificant, but it's something that could be very important. It's a trick birthday cake candlelit that cannot be blown out. 35 years ago, I was on Arctic Survival up in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I had some of those, especially when the winds are about 60 miles per hour.
Yes. Go ahead.
And, just like I said, they cannot be blown out. You blow it out and it reignites because it has some form of gunpowder or something wound into the string. These are, I believe, terrific little items to include in your pack so that in case you're in a situation where you have winds like you get in the Rocky Mountains there, you get the candle lit. And if it gets blown out, it will reignite itself. You're not constantly burning up matches.
Now, how long will they last?
They will last about 3 to 5 minutes.
Well, that's real good. I thank you for the information,
sir. Just check in the novelty stores. That's where they usually are found. And this is the time of year to find them because, most novelty stores are getting ready for summer work and things like that. And, I'm not sure what they cost. I think they cost probably 50, 60 cents a piece. But if you want to play a prank on somebody, that's kind of expensive. But if you're trying to survive, that's not much at all.
All right. Thank you very kindly for the information.
You're welcome.
Okay, folks, the phone number is 602-337-2524. Do we have another caller? And some of these things are real helpful hints. Candles are very good. They do emit enough heat. Also, what you can do is take your empty bean can, coffee can, and take a candle and put it underneath your tin can, turn it upside down, poke a few holes in it for air, and that will emit some heat in some tents. But make sure if you have a nylon floored tent, that you have some dirt or something on the floor for the candle drippings, or in case it falls over, it won't burn a hole in your tent. So that would be a good, helpful hint. I tried that in the military, and we used steel helmets and a little sternal, and it did radiate some heat for us. So, again, if any of you folks are interested in the catalogs, you can send in $2. To Surplus and Stuff, P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. That's Surplus and Stuff, P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. Good evening. Can I help you?
Is this 524-337?
This is 337-2524.
Okay, I'm calling. I want to get on that call-in program.
Yes, go ahead. You're on that program.
Okay, go ahead now.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to ask a question. How do I get a catalog from you folks?
I just said that on the radio, sir.
Arizona, and right now I'm in...
Okay, the address for Surplus and Stuff again is P.O. Box 3300, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. All right. Telephone lines are open at 337, area code 602-337-2524. Don't forget, take advantage of the things that Bill has to offer in the catalog, such as the food line, the tapes that he has of the programs. We also have the world's finest hand grinder for grinding wheat, oats, corn. That item is a retail at $79.95. In the catalog, they're $69.95. It is a good item. We did use that about a week ago, and it does produce quite a bit with your cranking. We have a caller. Go ahead. Good evening. Can I help you?
Yes. Is this Tim?
Yes, it is.
Tim, I need to ask you a question. It's very pertinent for me. Am I on the air right now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. What I want to know is this. I'm from the East Texas area. I'm not going to give you my name over the phone. I've talked with Bill before on the phone. I'm ex-Navy, Special Warfare Team. So I've got right in the palm of my hand right now, there's a man in this East Texas area who's a Baptist preacher and who happens to be a survival expert par excellence. I'm a pre-law student, and what I'm asking is, I'm just wondering how much time we've got. I've been in the Patriot Movement for about the past 2 years, and I'm just wondering, do I put my school aside? I really don't think school's going to be much good. I think as long as I've got the opportunity to learn these survival skills, or to learn these survival skills, I should go for it. What do you think?
Well, anything that you can learn beside your schooling.
Yes, sir. These are all Native American skills. He's taught the SEAL SEER school up in the state of Maine, and he's also taught Green Beret at Fort Bragg. Never spent a day in the military, but he's studied under Tom Brown. He knows his stuff.
Well, I believe that every day is a learning experience, and you're going to learn something new every day.
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't drop your schooling, but I would go to some of the survival schools, and as far as time goes, nobody knows for sure.
I think it's getting close, though.
Well, I feel the same way, but nobody has a definite date, sir.
Yeah, I know that. Appreciate what you're doing, and I sure hope that you'll come out here again and give us some more of this information. It's great.
All right, thank you for your call. Also, folks, don't forget the treason documents that Bill has offered. They're very important. I've read them myself. I have my own copy. Took a lot of time and effort to develop these treason documents, and the information that's in there is unbelievable for only $85. The Luxor tape, the Zapruder film are very good. Also from our radio section in the catalog, excuse me, I had to turn to it, we have a lot of scanners and other radio equipment. We also have available, and we're working on more of the solar recharge equipment that you can take with you. We're trying to get good pricing and good deals all the time on it, because eventually you're going to run out of gasoline, diesel fuel, or what have you that generators run on, and you're going to have to turn to solar. So we're looking into every avenue we can, solar lighting, solar chargers. We have one panel that we use on our radio system, on our pack radios, and it keeps our 12-volt gel cell battery pretty well charged. So there's a lot of things that we're working on and trying to perfect to help you out there, and especially the folks that don't know. Don't be afraid to call in or call me at the store. Every question is a knowledgeable question. I figure somebody don't know something. I had to start. I had to learn. So don't be afraid to call. And there's many things that we need to do and work and share together. Just like the gentleman who called in about the candles. I never thought, and I've used those type of candles in the past on birthday cakes, and try to get one out as a joke. You got to soak them in water. The phone call out, the phone number out here is 602-337-2524. We have a few minutes for a couple more phone calls if anybody wants to call. Also, remember, I do have the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence on parchment paper. They're at $1.60 each. And don't forget, folks, throw a little postage in there for me. In the past, I forgot to mention that, which is my fault. So I've done the postage myself. So throw a little bit in there to help me, and these documents are beautiful. We have a caller. Good evening. Go ahead.
Yeah, how's it going out there?
Oh, can't complain.
I'm calling from Pennsylvania, and a neat little trick that I found. I fish in a river here quite a bit out here for walleye. And I used to always burn sterno in the boat. And a friend of mine says, well, why are you burning sterno? And he told me, what you do is you save all your tuna fish cans. And you get this cardboard, like off of a cardboard box, and you take that cardboard, and you cut a strip just as high as what your can is, and you roll that up, and you drop that inside that tuna can, and you fill that baby up with hot wax. And then what you do is you take and take yourself a coffee can, and you light off that wax. After it gets hard, that cardboard will serve as a wick, and you can put a coffee can right on top of that. You sit right there and make a cup of coffee on that, keep your hands warm, and you go and buy yourself some of that wax that your wife uses for canning, whatever. That works real good.
Well, thank you very much. That's a good one to relate to. I think in the Boy Scouts, we learned to do that, and they call that the everlasting cardboard candle, if I remember right. So I appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, again, the phone number out here is 602-337-2524. While we're out in our outing this past weekend, like I said before, the temperatures were at 102, and it got quite chilly at night up there on the plateau, down in the lower 70s and upper 60s. That's how much of a temperature drop you get. And when you drop 30 or 40 degrees, you just need your blankets with you, guarantee you. Yes, we have another caller. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm calling from People's Republic of New Jersey here.
Okay, Mike, go ahead.
I was wondering, do you have any type of Geiger counter or anything in your catalog?
No, I don't, sir.
No,
I'm not into that.
Okay, just wondering. Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you for your call. No, that's one thing I've never gotten into is Geiger counters. Never had a use for one. So, excuse me a minute. Tonight, on the closing of our program, I'd like to play a tape for you. It's moved me and quite a few other people. The author is unknown. It's called A Visitor from the Past, and it's read by a David Mann. To me, he's a real nice person, him and his wife. They put a lot of effort into producing this little tape. And the music was produced by T-Bone and recorded by the Sun Songs Recording Studio in Las Vegas. I think they've done a real good job, and they did a lot of effort in putting this together. And we're going to be playing it for you tonight. And I think it's real nice. And if you want to get a copy of it, just get in touch with me, and we can ship you out a copy. They're $5 each. And I think there's a lot of thought into this tape that's coming up. And I hope you always remember what's coming up on it.
I had a dream the other night that, well, I didn't understand. A figure walked in through the mist with a flintlock in his hand. His clothes were torn and dirty as he stood there by my bed. He took off his three-cornered hat, and speaking low to me, he said, "We fought a revolution to secure our liberty. We wrote the Constitution as a shield from tyranny. For future generations, this legacy we gave. In this, the land of the free and home of the brave. The freedoms we secured for you, we hoped you'd always keep. The tyrants labored endlessly while your parents were asleep. Your freedom's gone, your courage lost, you're no more than a slave. In this, the land of the free, and home of the brave. You buy permits to travel and permits to own a gun. Permits to start a business or to build a place for one. On land that you believe you own, you pay a yearly rent, although you have no voice in saying how the money's spent. Your children must attend a school that doesn't educate, and your Christian values can't be taught according to the state. You read about the current news in a regulated press, and you pay a tax you do not owe to please the IRS. Your money is no longer made of silver nor of gold. You trade your wealth for paper so your life can be controlled. You pay for crimes that make our nation turn from God in shame. You've taken Satan's number and you trade it in your name. You've given government control to those who do you harm so they could burn down churches and seize the family farm and keep our country deep in debt. Put men of God in jail. Harass your fellow countrymen while corrupted courts prevail. Your public servants don't uphold the solemn oaths they've sworn. And your daughters visit doctors so their children will be born. Your leaders send artillery and guns to foreign shores and send your sons to slaughter fighting other people's wars. Can you regain the freedoms for which we fought and died? Or don't you have the courage or the faith to stand with pride? And are there no more values for which you will fight to save? Or do you wish your children to live in fear and be a slave? Oh, sons of the Republic, arise, take a stand. Defend the Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Preserve our great republic and each God-given right. And pray to God to keep the torch of freedom burning bright. As I awoke, he vanished in the mist from whence he came. His words were true. We are not free, but we have ourselves to blame. For even now, as tyrants trample each God-given right, we only watch and tremble, too afraid to stand and fight. If he stood by your bedside to dream while you were asleep and wondered what remains of the freedoms he fought to keep, what would be your answer if he called out from the grave? Is this still the land of the free and home of the brave? God bless you, and God bless this republic.
Folks, let us all come together as Americans again. God bless our republic, and thank you.
Thank you.